Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Joe DeCamera, John Johnson. He's in for Richie today, 94 WIP. 215-592-9494. I expected more. I really did. And I know a lot of people are unhappy with, you know, this aspect and that aspect of the team, and Girardi should play that guy, and why does he go to this bullpen guy then, and that, and all that stuff, you know. But to me, it's the fact that I thought he had a greater presence that would influence the organization quicker out of the gate in basically composition of roster, to be simple. I mean, Francisco Liriano being an example, but also just, you know, not having a better bullpen when you know you're going to have some injuries out of the gate because their guys injured from last year. Let's hear one more time that one piece of audio that we played in the first segment. Then we'll go right to the phones. I'm just curious what your reaction is when you hear Joe Girardi say this about his relationship with Klintak and his own role, Girardi's own role in the Phillies organization.
No, I mean, Matt and I talk about everything, but, you know, it's – I mean, Matt's job is – putting the team together, and I have input, but he gets input from a lot of different places, as he should, you know, scouts and, you know, analytical people, special assistants, other coaches. And then my job is to manage that team. That's my job. So I'm never emphatic about, oh, you have to do this or you don't have to do that. That's not my job, and it's not in my job description.
Look, I mean, you can answer the question. Did we expect too much from Girardi?
Doesn't that sound a lot like somebody who was told, stay in your lane, this is what your job is, don't do anything more, we have people for that, and let me remind you, I'm the one who brought you in here.
That's exactly what it sounds like. And listen, maybe that is Middleton. I don't know, or maybe it's just that Girardi doesn't have all that we thought he had, chops-wise. I don't know, man. I like the guy. I'm rooting for the guy hard. I was really disappointed to hear that. Did we expect too much from Girardi? Is this a Middleton thing that Middleton's, you know, not letting Girardi? I mean, think of it this way. Klintak didn't want to change the manager. Didn't want to change the manager. So they changed the manager against Klintak's wishes. That's public knowledge as stated by Klintak publicly. They changed the manager. I assumed that that meant the manager that came in would just off the bat have a certain degree of handle and power that would be maybe more expansive than most. Then when they actually said it's Girardi, who was an accomplished player and accomplished manager, I assumed even more, okay, Girardi's show. And now Girardi says to you, like, no, I'm not going there.
So you're missing something big here, Joe.
What?
Remember the press conference when they announced that Kapler wasn't coming back, and there's John Middleton up on the stage,
yep,
and Matt Klintak is right next to him.
Yep.
And one of the immediate questions was, well, I mean, no offense, but why is this guy here? He's been openly insubordinate. He wanted to keep the guy that you just fired. And Middleton smiled and put his arm over the shoulder of Matt Klintak and said, oh, he's going to get his chance to prove himself. He needs more time. That's just John Middleton, you know, flaunting it out there. I'm the owner, by the way. This is my show.
Well, that's
everybody works under me. And yeah, I'm letting you know, even though he screwed up, I'm the one in charge. So I'm going to give him another chance. And all the reasons we wanted Joe Girardi, that's the owner just reminding you, hey, I brought you in here. I know what you've done in New York. But just remember, I'm in charge.
Listen, your instincts might be on there. Look, we'll go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Doesn't mean I'm not disappointed. doesn't mean I didn't expect more. Maybe it's on me. Maybe I expected too much. Maybe we collectively expected too much. But I'll tell you this, I expected more presence and command. To the phones, 215-592-9494. What do you make of it? Let's talk to Tim, who's with us. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Good, good. A couple of reasons why I think we might be a little off base on Girardi. One, and you might have talked about this when I dialed in, but with everything going on with COVID, I don't think after the initial run of free agency, you didn't usually see that late offseason jumping around that a lot of teams do to fill out, say, their bullpen. Outside, yeah, Lariano was a mistake, but I think it's moot anyway, because didn't he opt out for COVID anyway? I don't think he's playing anywhere right now. So you didn't usually see that movement that we usually see where teams are building their bullpen. They were trying to just decide if they were going to have a season or not.
But they clearly didn't want to go luxury tax, and that was
they got to spring training originally. It's not like the off season didn't happen.
Exactly.
Right. I agree on that. Actually, I think one of the biggest things. Well, another thing is, it's just because Girardi said, you think Girardi's going to come on there and basically say, "I'm in charge." You know. I'll
tell you this. That's a fascinating question. So the idea of how you publicly handle it, you know, here's what I would say to that. I believe.
I got one more problem.
I'll come right back to you. Here, let me just say this. I believe, and again, I'll use the phrase the big boys. Big boys, the adults of the coaching ranks in sports. I mean, the really accomplished guys, whom I view Girardi as one of them. Right. I think there are moments – privately, certainly, but also publicly, and sometimes ego feeds into this, where you assert your presence and say, you mark your territory so people know, hey, this is my show. There's a way to do it, and a lot of times ego-driven, and ego's not a bad thing per se, ego-driven leaders will assert their presence in that regard.
Well, and notice, though, every example you've given in that, not one of them is a baseball manager. Are you looking for something that doesn't even exist in baseball? Look at Girardi in New York.
Yep.
Cashman and Steinbrenner ran the show. When he was in Miami or coaching the Marlins, they were still dumping their biggest paid, best players like they always do. The Marlins were being the Marlins. I mean, I'm racking my brain with this Dusty Baker have that cachet. Going all the way back to maybe somebody like Lasorda.
Well,
or
sure.
Tony LaRusso.
No, it's a great like Tim, it's a wonderful call, man. I appreciate that. And it's a great point. There's no doubt baseball has less of that than other sports. Used to have it, you know, whether it's Earl Weaver, whether it's Lasorda. I mean, there was a whole bunch of guys that had that. There's no question we'll call them smart baseball execs. When I say smart, I mean the IQ level, Ivy League general manager thing that's going on in Major League Baseball. Has changed the dynamic of the field manager and his role within the organization. Here's the thing, though. We know that's been the case. I just thought that Girardi's presence, frankly, would supersede that. And I guess I'm wrong on that front. I guess we're all wrong on that front.
If that is true, right? If my belief is true, and I hope it's not, but I'm very certain it is, then why the hell is Girardi here? Why is he here? Honestly, if he was brought here, we know he's a good manager, right? But the idea was he's going to be more than just a good manager.
Correct. That was the idea. Yep.
That is the idea, that he could throw out the gravitas and say, I've won in New York. I know what it takes. Yeah. I like this guy. I like this guy. I highly suggest take under my advisement, we should bring in this guy or draft this guy. If he is nothing more than a manager on the field in the game and dealing just with the players that he has, then you could have picked a number of individuals.
Yeah, you could have. And look, I'd referenced Pat Riley earlier. So quick Pat Riley story. When Pat Riley is wooing LeBron James to go to Miami after, what was it, 2010, I think it was, with the Cavs, right? And they had their meeting. And this is when LeBron's, you know, this is getting near decision time. And LeBron walks in the room, and what does Pat Riley have in that room on the table? He has every single championship ring that Pat Riley has won in the NBA. And that's Pat Riley's way of saying, you think John Holmes has something? I got something, and let me show you.
That's a weird way to put it.
No, but seriously,
absurd way.
No,
to put it. Like,
but
gross.
That's
ridiculous.
But
way
no,
to put
but
it.
That's Pat Riley's
doing here.
But that's Pat Riley's way of saying, "Listen, I know how to. I keep going. Keep trying
to say what you're saying. I think everyone knows what you're trying to say.
I pack a punch.
Joe, where were the rings?
I know how to get it done. Right? I mean, I'm just saying.
I understand. He's an executive, too. He was an executive at that time. Executive and coach.
He was an executive at that time. But certainly, you get the point. It's like, hey, I know how to do it. And I thought Girardi was going to bring some of that, I know how to do it here to Philly. Behind the scenes. Let's go to Josh and Manioc. Hey, Josh.
Joe, I absolutely agree with you. He's taking the company line. He said it when I was in Tampa listening to that press conference for 45 minutes with Middleton and McPhail. I think it was the last time we saw McPhail when they talked about dismissing Kapler. It's a joke. Honestly, I look at it this way. They're getting rid of Arrieta with the payroll that they're going to have with dumping off that. But then you're going to have other guys that, you know, there's going to be more money next year. Now, whether you reinvest it with Realmuto and you go out or other pitching, which I hope they do both, but he's taking the company line. And when he opened today with Sir Anthony and Robertson, I was like, Jesus, we knew this in March, you know? So it's embarrassing right now. I think he's swallowing his pride right now, and he's just taking the company line and almost saying, okay, you know, even in his initial press conference, he's like, well, Matt brought me here. No, he didn't. Klintak's a clown. He's a zero, all right? Get him out of here. I want him. And then, you know, let Girardi finally have some, you know, chutzpah so he can start managing his way. Even though I do believe, like the other guy said, he took a lot of company lines up in New York too. So I think he's going to be a different manager next year. I just think he's riding this thing out. I really do.
Until Klintak is gone?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's an odd way for a guy to come in. Listen, Andy Reid, when he came in here, was beneath Tom Modrak initially. Won a power struggle, I believe it was about 2 years into Andy's tenure, and then Andy had personnel say, you know, final say. Listen, maybe. I just know that that's a funky way, you know, if the idea of Girardi in his mind is saying, you know what, I'll have more power next year if Klintak's out of here, that's a funky way to go about it.
Joe, two years ago, I was covering a game at Citizens Bank Park. It's the Phillies and the Mets. It is a nationally televised weekend series. I have never seen this happen before. In the dead middle of the press box at Citizens Bank Park sat down John Middleton.
Okay.
And he sat there for all 9 innings by himself, nobody with him, in the middle of the press box in an empty spot. He wanted everybody covering that game, both locally and nationally, covering Major League Baseball, to know he is the owner, he is the face of ownership, and you should respect him.
That's how you read it. I mean, I wouldn't know to read it that way, but that's how you read it?
Why else would he sit there in the middle? There's an owner's box. There is an owner's box. He
I've
sat
never
there
heard
in
of
the
an owner.
Press
do it.
Box.
For what it's worth, I've never heard.
Well,
of
I haven't
he
either.
Sat there in the middle of the press box with a wine glass with water and a nice little lemon wedge in there, and he sat there for 9 innings.
You don't
There's
think,
a reason
what
he
other,
did that.
What other interpretation could you take from that other than, like, I'm John Middleton, well, maybe, I'm the boss.
Maybe MAB Paints painted the room that day. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what
happened. He just needed a place to sit. He's like, oh, come on the press box. That looks nice.
I don't know. Listen, you might be right. 215-592-9494. By the way, we have a Phillies veritive Andrew McCutchen Philly Stars t-shirt here today to give away for you as Major League Baseball celebrates the 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues this Sunday, August 16th. Players and coaches will be wearing a special commemorative patch on their uniform. You can check out the film about the Philadelphia Stars called They Said We Couldn't Play. It's written and produced and directed by Video Dan Stevenson, which will air on Sunday on the Phillies YouTube channel. And again, an opportunity to just win one of these today. It's a really cool shirt.
It's a very cool shirt.
It really is. McCutchen, number 22, Philadelphia Stars, and obviously honoring the vast tradition of the Negro Leagues. And curious from everyone today, you know, every day we're looking for an answer to something. And today, you know, it would have been Alfred Hitchcock's. Now, he died about 40 years ago. Would have been his 121st birthday. He was born on this date back in the late 1800s, 1899, born on this date. Obviously notable for a lot of things, a lot of movies. One of them, The Birds, a lot of big movies, the whole deal. And I was thinking about it before the show, The Birds. Well, okay, cool, fine, big movie, all good. What's the best of the movies? There are so many movies, like The Birds.
So it has the in the title.
Birds.
And we're just looking for it has to start with the, right? Not like
sure.
It has to start
because
with
the? Because the could be later in a title. For example, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's
Nest.
That's
fine. Okay.
That would count, too. That's
fine.
What I'm asking.
Yeah, count
okay,
them all.
I just wanted to clarify.
Count the basket and the foul.
Okay.
The's
okay.
Got to be anywhere in the title. And by the way, you know there's one near and dear to my heart. I won't say it.
Well, everyone knows what it is.
I won't say it.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, let's because I want it to have a chance to win. So I'll
it's
like,
not the best The movie anyway. No offense.
I'll give you out of the gate certainly a great one. But one that would not win. Best answer by the end of the show. The has got to be in the title of a movie. And so what's the best movie within it? Best answer by the end of the show, the person with that answer will win the Andrew McCutcheon Philadelphia Stars T-shirt. Here's a great one. Not going to be a winning answer, but a great one from about 15 years ago. The Departed.
That's a high-level answer.
Not going to win. It's a high
probably
level.
Probably not, but that was, I mean, it's a best picture winner. It's a legit,
You could have picked middle of the road
yeah,
there.
That's
you
what
went
I'm
upper
do.
Echelon.
We'll get to,
I'm
upper gonna, echelon, yeah. But not one going to win. Not Mount Rushmore. John, when you think of a movie with The in it.
I'm going to go with my favorite movie of all time. It spawned my fascination with science fiction and certain actors and directors, and it hit me at a prime age of my life. Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Love that movie. Love that franchise.
Well, I'll say this. It's better than...
I just watched it again like a month ago.
Yeah.
It's
never gets old.
It's better than Back to the Future 3.
Sure. Yeah.
And 2, for that matter.
And
2 is better than 3, too.
The original is usually the best.
Seltzer, the best The movie. I don't know if you go on top of the
board. No, I'm not. But this is a really good movie, and I always like when I can put out a movie that's incredibly popular that I feel very confident you've never heard of. So I'm going to go with The Conjuring.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
I have.
Oh!
I don't know much about
it. It's a horror movie.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah,
it's really, really good.
All right, best movie with The in it. It can be The something or The later in the title of the movie. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. There's so many answers. Think of a great one. What's the best one? Let's go to Mike in Broomall, who's with us. What's up, Mike?
Guys, what's happening?
Michael.
What a game last night.
Phenomenal.
It was so much fun to watch. I missed a little bit of it. I had my own hockey game to play, but... Carter Hart outdueled Carey Price.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, that game could have been 4-1, 3 or 4-1 either way. And both goalies just completely stood on their heads. I mean, Thompson missed the net at the end there. That would have been a good goal.
I'll tell you one thing, Mike. That save Carey Price had with his stick.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
There's a chance that'll be the best save of the postseason.
Oh, it already will be. The odds of him stopping that are next to none.
I mean, that was unbelievable. And I thought it was the defenseman or whatever player it was in there. I thought it was, you know, that guy also. And then when they came back from break, they're like, no.
It was just Carey Price reaching his stick out. It completely opened net.
That was nuts. Anyway, Mike, go ahead, man.
Yeah, it was crazy. But, you know, the Flyers, you know, they've made all the right moves. You know, unlike the Phils, you know, they got all their guys. They drafted really well. All their guys that they drafted stepped up last night and played really, really well.
Yep.
They made the right moves in the offseason. Kevin Hayes, they traded for Thompson, who played really well. He's just a grinder. He's a grinder. He's a guy, but he's a really good guy, and he's up for this series because he got traded from Montreal. And you could definitely tell that he had a little boost last night.
Yep.
He missed that open net, but, you know, he kills penalties.
Boy, did he ever.
He eats minutes, and they're very good defensively. They're a very responsible team. Elaine Vigneault is just unbelievable. He's going to win the Jack Adams Award this year, and he's so deserving of it. And it's so much fun to watch these guys play.
Phenomenal.
So excited.
Mike, give me the best The movie.
Dropping the mic. The Godfather.
Godfather's a big one. There's no doubt. The interesting thing is, well, I won't even say it.
What? Are you going to leave us hanging like that?
Yeah, I'm going to leave you hanging.
The interesting thing, and then you just stop abruptly?
Because if I say what I was going to say, people would be mad at me. So I'm not going to say it.
You're going to say that the first one's not the best.
You were going to go with The Godfather 2? Is that what you were going to go with?
Okay, well then you guys take it off.
Once someone takes The Godfather.
No, Godfather 2 was still squarely on the table until you just said
No, you can't. No, the franchise
I'm
is off
Johnson.
The window
no,
now.
No, not right.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a totally different movie.
Yeah, but we weren't getting
No, that's wrong by you, James.
Well, we just did it. It's done, Joe.
Well, you did it, to be clear.
By the way,
put it this way. I would have voted for The Godfather over Godfather 2 anyway.
So. Most people would not.
It's... First of all, I don't think that's true.
I think
a lot of people like both. And
of course
you go,
they like both.
But one way or the other. I mean, first of all, The Godfather is usually higher ranked on all the film lists and all that.
Right.
If you want to go for it.
By the way, real quick, going back to the Flyers,
yep.
The one thing that I preach this all the time with the NBA, I am so curious to see the adjustments that are made before game two. This is where the head coaches mean everything. For Alain Vigneault and Claude Julien, two great head coaches, that's because there's no more hiding in the playoffs. You're seeing a team a minimum four consecutive games, so you can make all the adjustments in the world. It's not, I'll see you, and then maybe I'll see you again in 2 months.
I'm with you, man. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, Joe Girardi, what he said today about the Phillies' bullpen issues. There was a disappointing aspect to his answer there, too. What it is, you'll hear it next. Joe DeCamera, John Johnson in for Rich today on 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.